Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Tide Talk Live. Stacy Blackwood joined as always by Jake Thomas on this Sunday afternoon. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great, Stacy. It's a, you know, been a good weekend. Been hot for sure. And it's from what I can tell, it's only gonna get worse around here before it gets better. So but other than that, man, I'm doing great. How you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Excited to talk some Alabama football recruiting. What a month of June it has been for Kalen DeBoer and his coaching staff. And it continued this weekend with Micah DeBose. We'll talk about that. We'll just kind of talk about the weekend in general that's been going on in Tuscaloosa with the official visits kind of before the dead period gets going. But, Jake, when you look at the month of June that this coaching staff has had, it's just been incredible, and excited to kind of dive into that. And we'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. But please do like, share, and subscribe here to our YouTube channel. We're also free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just wherever you find your podcast, you can find Tide Talk Live, part of the Believe Network, and we are presented by Bet Online. And speaking of Bet Online, Jake, I know the NBA playoffs are over, the finals are done, the Celtics made quick work of the Mavericks, but going to Game 7 in the NHL playoffs and the Stanley Cup Finals, so if you want to bet on that, head on over to betonline.ag. It is your number one source for all your sports betting needs, whether it's baseball, golf, soccer, UFC, MMA, boxing. BetOnline has everything you need right there on the website, from every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And then when the game's over, the best thing about it is you can head on over to the online casino where they have over 150 slot games or blackjack or poker, just something to kind of unwind in the evening. And then, so just head on over to the website today and get in on the action. That's betonline.ag. And you can use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Jake, the month of recruiting has just been phenomenal for Coach DeBoer and his coaching staff. And, this weekend, Micah DeBose makes his announcement late last night on Saturday evening as we go live here on Sunday afternoon. But, Jake, I think they're up to 18 commits now in the class, either two or three, depending on which service you look at in the team rankings. For a coaching staff that couldn't recruit, they sure have done a pretty good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, a lot of fan bases was calling DeBoer, you know, Husky Harson, or, you know, because they didn't think he was going to be, or thought he was going to be kind of what, you know, Brian Harson was to Auburn, come from the, you know, up in the Northwest and not be able to recruit in the South. But guess what? You know, there's a difference between Kalen DeBoer and Brian Harson. Kalen DeBoer has 100% got behind this program, got 100% behind what Alabama stands for, behind his coaching staff, and brought in the guys who knows what it's going to take to continue that legacy that was started here. And boy, it has shown on the recruiting trail so far.
Yeah, and just kind of piggybacking off your Husky Harson stuff, we should have known how stupid that was when they started comparing him to Harson anyway. I mean, when did Harson ever win a Power Five conference championship?
I don't remember him going to the national championship
when did he win a college football playoff game and advance to the college football playoff national championship? Never. They're not even on the same planet.
No,
in terms of their coaching track record. Mm-hmm. So the fact they're even mentioned in the same sentence just proves the really how dishonest opposing fan bases were being about the hire anyway. Once again, it goes back to something we talk about all the time when in terms of Alabama football. It's wishful thinking, Jake. It's the same way when Saban was the coach here. Every single season, this will be the year Alabama takes a step back. Well, it never happened. Mm-hmm. Well, and now we've hired Coach DeBoer. They start comparing him to a coach who didn't win anything remotely close to what DeBoer did. And so it's just, once again, wishful thinking on opposing fan bases. They're just hopeful that this Alabama dynasty is going to end. And look, Coach DeBoer's yet to coach a game in Alabama, so we'll see what that's like. But so far, you got to give him an A-plus for what he's done this offseason, not only in terms of recruiting, Jake, but the way he's kind of galvanized this Alabama fan base. Jake, I mean, I'll be honest with you. What I was worried most about when Nick Saban retired, and this is something I worried about before I ever knew he was going to retire, is how the fan base would react and welcome in a new coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, I'm proud of the way the Alabama fans have welcomed him to DeBoer. And I think it's made his job easier.
Right.
And the fact that he just continues to win on the recruiting trail is just going to gain more and more confidence from the fan base. And, you know, if he can start pulling off some wins in the season, that's when it's really going to matter. And I have all the faith and confidence that he's going to get that done.
Oh, absolutely, Stacy. You know, we continue to talk about what he has done with the coaching staff. Just assembled great hires all across the board. Now they're hitting that recruiting trail, getting the guys. I know there was talk a few months ago, I think when the transition period was going on, about DeBose and him, you know, maybe not even considering Alabama at the time. So, you know, Kalen DeBoer got in there, got his guys, and it's like, we're going to get this guy to Alabama. And late last night, he got him to Alabama.
Yeah, he was on an official visit, you know, and I don't know if you've seen the video or not, Jake, that was posted to the Instagram Live feed. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Well, somebody was doing an Instagram Live, and he was actually – Ryan Williams was actually talking to all the – like behind a microphone to recruits and stuff.
Oh, wow.
In Tuscaloosa, and he called Micah DeBose on stage saying that Micah had something to announce, and he announced it publicly to all those people there. So it was a really cool moment. And
nice.
Ryan Williams, what an incredible job he's done of kind of, you know, he's kind of like a Gump, like us, Jake. He just loves Alabama, and he's given everything he's got to this program, whether
right.
it's recruiting or whatever it may be. And he has just done a phenomenal job kind of helping this coaching staff recruit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't you know, do enough recruiting-wise with the players, because they can get out there and do their own recruiting now as well, how it's set up. So, you know, Ryan Williams has done his best. I know some of the leadership guys gotten out there and putting some feelers in people's heads. But, man, I can't say enough about what this coaching staff has done, you know, so far this season on the recruiting trail. And there's a lot more to come. I don't think they call it cold summer. I don't think the cold summer's done yet on the recruiting trail, because there's several others out there I think we're going to get.
Yeah, and we'll talk about those here in just a minute. I want to talk about kind of some of the guys that's already committed this month, Jake. And look, I think we need to start really with Keelon Russell, the quarterback, Jake,
yeah.
who committed June 4th, I believe it was. He goes on, he's won the Elite 11 this past week. He's going to rise in the rankings. I would be shocked if he doesn't, rise to five-star status before it's all said and done. You got Jackson Lloyd, another offensive lineman, who's probably going to rise to that five-star status. Michael Carroll, who has a chance to be a really high four-star, possibly move into five-star status as well. So just a handful of the guys that have committed so far this month, Jake. Just and what I like most is all those guys are recruiting as well. If you watch them on social media, Jake, they're tweeting at recruits or posting it, or however you want to say it.
Yeah.
These dudes are just doing an unbelievable job as well. They're kind of – that just shows you how bought in they are on Kalen DeBoer and this coaching staff in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I agree, Stacy. Five Adams said, I was right about QB Keelon. He's on the same level as Juju. You know, at the end of the day, I think you're going to be right about that. He's going to be up there with the likes of the Juju's and guys like that. I think he's going to be a really special player. Getting him, you know, is going to be great for the future of the Alabama success moving forward, especially for Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, and anytime you get your quarterback, that kind of makes everything, I guess, not easier, but, you know, it is easier to recruit once you kind of have your quarterback on, because that's those guys want to know what you're doing at that situation, because
right.
that's a huge spot. That's the leader of your team. And, it just kind of makes it a little bit easier to recruit when your guys can look and say, hey, this is the quarterback that's going to be leading our program down the road. Hey, I want to go play with this guy in Tuscaloosa. So getting him on board is huge. And the fact that he continues to kind of shine, you know, at the Elite 11, he's kind of very outspoken on social media as well. It kind of makes it that much easier. So really good to have Keelon Russell part of this class. Five Adam wants an update on Justice Terry. Yeah. He's on the official visit this weekend. I'm sure there'll be more on that in the next day or two, maybe later this evening. But he's obviously had a great visit. I don't know if you've seen some of this posts on social media. I would still say that Georgia's probably going to be the team to beat. But look, the fact that Alabama got him on campus, got him there for the weekend, he was able to spend some time with some Alabama commits like a Micah DeBose, you know, a Ryan Williams who's coming in as a true freshman. I think that's going to be huge, and I'm not going to count out Alabama in this situation at all.
You really can't count out Alabama in any situation that they're in, for the fact that, like we said, Stacey, the players are now allowed to do the recruiting. They can get them on campus, they can show them around, and then, you know, maybe being a little biased and a little bit of a homer here, but to me, there's nothing like wearing that script today. So, you know, that you just imagine yourself, you know, in Bryant Denny wearing that jersey under the lights with 100,000 plus people cheering your own. Man, that's a hard, you know, that's a good sell right there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to count out Alabama for Justice mm-hmm. Terry, which would be I don't want to say come out of left field seeing how he's just coming off his official visit, but the fact that, you know, you get an official visit from a guy that was committed to USC, that's really kind of long been considered a Georgia lean because he is from the state of Georgia. But I just feel like this coaching staff, you know, has something up their sleeve. So that's a wait and see type thing. Josiah Sharma, that's a dude right there. Excited to see him. Faison Brandon, the class of 2026 quarterback, the number one quarterback in that class. Coming, he was on an unofficial visit this past weekend as well in Tuscaloosa. He is a dude, and I think Alabama's going to be in good position for him. But you know, so far down the line, anything can happen over the next couple of years. So just kind of be patient with that one. KD should tell Justice Terry he will play early. There's certainly a good chance, especially with all the upperclassmen along the defensive front that is going to be in Tuscaloosa this fall. That certainly could be a good selling point.
I want to go to this comment here real quick, Stacey. Get your defense. Are we satisfied? That's from Leanne Williams. Besides a couple of the defense tackles you had just brought up, who are some of the other recruits, you know, maybe a linebacker or, you know, and in the secondary that we're looking at that might be, you know, that might be a guy we need to keep our eyes on?
Well, we have several defensive players committed so far. Daryl Johnson, an athlete who's likely going to play linebacker. Chuck McDonald, one of the best corners in the country from Mater Dei, same high school as Zabion Brown. He's committed. You got Antonio Coleman, the defensive tackle from in-state and Saraland High School. You have Jordan Harmon, Abdul Sanders, Zamir Smith, Luke Metz. There's set Miles Johnson, who's probably going to flip to Florida. This new coaching staff has not really had much communication with Miles Johnson. He is still currently committed to Alabama, but I expect him to end up a part of the Florida class. We get the London Simmons kid last week, who's from Mississippi, just a 3-star right now, but it's going to be a late riser. We'll probably earn a 4-star before it's all said and done, or one of the top 3-star prospects in the country as well. But defensively, Jake, you know, I think Alabama's in good shape for Dejon Lee, a 5-star cornerback from California. I think, you know, most guys are predicting he will commit to Alabama. I want to say he's actually going to has a commitment date of July 3rd. I could have that wrong. I have that mixed up with somebody else, but I think he's got a commitment date coming up, or maybe it's later this next week. He's got a commitment date coming up soon, and Alabama is expected to land him. He was on an official visit this last weekend. Ty Jackson, which Five Adams bringing up, number one linebacker in the country, in my opinion, as far as off-ball linebacker goes. Elite athlete. You're talking about a guy that's probably about 6'1", 205 right now, but as good an athlete as there is in the country in high school, and Alabama is in fantastic shape for him as well. Another 5-star prospect who just this class is going to fill up with 5-stars. And I'll be honest with you, on the onset, I thought Alabama would probably be lucky, not lucky, would probably hover around that 3 5-star players in this class. Jake, I'm looking now. I'm not sure it won't be at a minimum 5.
Wow.
I mean, I think Alabama leads for Ty Haywood, the number 2 offensive tackle. I think they got a good shot with Kalik Lockett. I think they got a shot with Ty Jackson. I think they got a good shot with Justin Hill, Dawson Merritt. Keelon Russell is going to be a 5-star for it's over with. Jackson Lloyd will likely be a 5-star for it's over with. So, I mean, I just named off 7 guys there, some who are committed, some who are not. But Alabama is in good shape for all of those guys, and it wouldn't surprise me if they all were a part of this class. So I think 5 5-stars in this class is very possible, if not probable, for the class of 2025.
That's wild to think about, Stace, because just a few weeks ago, it might have been our last episode or the one before that, we was talking about recruiting again, and we said what would be a realistic expectation for this recruiting class, and we both said, you know, 3 to 5 range. If they end up getting 7 5-stars, you're probably looking at 1, if not 2, for at the minimum. So, you know, that is really incredible and speaks volumes on, again, what Kalen DeBoer and the staff has done.
Yeah, it's been incredible. And the fact that they're how they do it, Jake, is they get these guys on campus. And once these guys get on campus, they don't want to leave. They're ready to commit right then. I mean, even under Nick Saban, these guys were not committing right after official visits.
Right.
Not like this. This coaching staff is just on fire. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how they're, you know, building all these relationships in such a timely manner. But, man, they're selling these young kids on Tuscaloosa, on Alabama, and the vision that Coach DeBoer has for this program moving forward. And it's just been incredible. And I just love it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, man. I'm excited. You know, a lot of 5 Adams bring up a lot of guys also in the 2026 class, which, again, they're getting on that recruiting trail early and getting some of those guys on campus as well. So hopefully, you know, you'll start seeing the 2025, 2026 class start filling up a little bit. And but, man, this, you know, Chris Robinson says his coaching staff is doing an amazing job. And they said, you know, Kalen DeBoer couldn't recruit. That's funny. Yeah, that's we brought that up earlier. But, you know, it's just an incredible job what he's done. Jay the Goat says Coach KD's on fire. I mean, he is. He's on fire right now.
Yeah, at 5, Adam, Cleveland's a really talented defensive lineman prospect from Prattville High School in Alabama, a 2026 guy. I think you got to believe that Alabama is going to be in good shape for him before it's all said and done. Auburn has kind of been considered the leader of the pack. Of course, you got to watch out for Georgia as well because they like him. He kind of fits their scheme really, really well. But if DeBoer and his coaching staff, you know, put the time in, I think you got to lock where Alabama stands with him as well. One of the top 5 players, I think, in the state of Alabama for 2025. Or 2026, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rob was wanting us to fail because of the coaching changes and just the opposite is happening. I think
that's what's crazy is the fact that, you know, on what I don't even know what day Saban retired, but in early January when that was announced, you know, every fan base across the country was going, yeah.
Right.
The Alabama's fisting to go down. The ship's going to sink. And here they wake up and it's June 23rd. Alabama sits with the top 3 recruiting class, and it's and some of their top targets have not even committed yet.
it's crazy. 5 Adam wants an update on AK Deer. I think I saw something about we're in good shape with him as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, you never really know. You can. Mm-hmm. Read all these updates on some of these guys, but you know, you got to let the stuff settle down after official visits. Mm-hmm. I don't like to talk about a recruit till it's been like 2 or 3 weeks since his official visit. If he hasn't committed, you know, right. In the case of Micah DeBose, you can be excited about him because he's committed, but AK Deer, a longtime Ole Miss commit, it's going to be tough to pull him away from the Rebels because you know, they're going to do all they can do to, you know, from an NIL perspective to land him. But AK Deer loves Alabama. So I'll leave it at that. He likes Alabama a lot, and I do like their chances. Yeah, what is his name that I've seen on Twitter all over, making fun of Alabama's recruiting? Yeah. And I'm like, does he? I mean, I really don't think there's only two options here. One is he really don't even keep up recruiting, and he's just skimming across some headlines. Or two, he knows he's wrong. He just don't care. He wants the clicks.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about it. Yeah. Here's the thing about it too, Stacey. You know Alabama is still in good shape post Saban, when other fan bases are still worried about Alabama.
Exactly. When other fan bases can't stop talking about Alabama, you know Alabama's in good shape.
Right. Yeah, we're still around. We're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, Dejon Lee, Alabama's in great shape with him, for sure. I would predict him to come to Alabama. Somebody asked, who do you guys think is the next commit? I'm going to go with Lee, simply because I want to say he is going to commit on the 28th. That's what I have in my mind right now. I'm going
to look at the 3rd. Yeah, go ahead. I know you said the 28th or the 3rd, so it's sometime soon, but some local DJ, Ben said, it's a terrestrial radio channel. So, yeah. So, Bob Adams said other fan bases are jealous. Man, they've been jealous of Alabama for, gosh, 17, 18 years now, probably longer than that. I mean, the success Alabama's had, you know, pre-Saban. You know,
it is the 20. He's scheduled to commit on the 28th. So right now, I'll say Dejon Lee is going to be the next commitment for Alabama, the 5-star corner who's, you know, nearly 6'4". Elite talent there. Also, look out for Ty Haywood, the 5-star offensive tackle, generating a lot of buzz. You know, Chad Simmons has put in the RPM for Alabama. The Oklahoma guy for on three has put in an RPM for Alabama. He's been long considered an Oklahoma lean until that official visit to Alabama a couple weeks ago. And it seems like Coach DeBoer and this staff, Coach Cap, people need to give Coach Cap some love. This dude's been incredible. You're looking at an offensive line class that could potentially be the best offensive line class in Alabama football history. And that is saying a lot.
You know, you was talking about earlier about once you get that QB recruit in, kind of everything else falls into place. Well, how about being a QB recruit and seeing the offensive line that this coaching staff has assembled for you when you step on campus? You've got all these 5-star talent in front of you. It probably makes you feel a little bit, you know, easier to vote. Okay, I'm going to be good here. I don't have to worry about, you know, anything besides just going out there and play my game.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's see. I'm trying to, the chat is booming. It's so hard to keep up.
No. Yeah.
We get Ty Haywood. This O-line class is goated. No doubt.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
No doubt, man. What I like about all these dudes is, you know, you look at Mal Waldrop, who's the least heavily recruited of the few, even though we had to beat a good program like Clemson out to get him. You know, he's versatile. I mean, he's playing left tackle in high school. He projects as a guard, maybe even a center. I think he could be a center, an elite center before it's, I think, Bradley Bozeman or maybe even a Ryan Kelly type player. Who Ryan Kelly was a really good offensive tackle in high school, played center at the collegiate level, and you know, was for a few seasons considered one of the best centers in pro right. football. So I think Mal Waldrop has that type of skill set. Michael Carroll, I think, is maybe the most underrated player in the entire country. Go watch that dude's film if you haven't watched him yet. That is an elite athlete at 6'6", 315, almost 6'7", probably. Can play guard or tackle. Most likely will play guard. Jackson Lloyd, elite offensive tackle prospect. Ty Haywood, elite offensive tackle prospect. Just unbelievable. It is just a great player. Five out on three says Mal is recruited. Yeah, okay, that's what I figured. I figured he would be. Because Coach Cap, he kind of fits the mold. Think of the Geno Vandermark, the guy who just transferred from Michigan State. That's really who Waldrop reminds me of. Can play position versatility, can play guard, can also play center. But I think Waldrop probably has a little more upside from a center perspective.
It's always good to have guys like that too, Stacey, because you know you never know where the
injuries, man.
Injury, yeah. You never know where it's going to happen at on the offensive line. God forbid if it does happen. So you always want to have a guy who you can plug in at either center, guard, you know, tackle. So it's good to have versatility. I'm glad we're getting that with some of these guys coming in.
Yeah. Who do you think the three wide receivers that would join this class right now? Well, we already have Lotsier Brooks, who, by the way, is also severely underrated. I like him. And two more. Man, it's so hard because I'm not sure they take two more. If it's the right two, I think they do because, I mean, everybody that's on scholarship Alabama receiver right now can come back next year. So I think they're going to limit how many takes they have, but I do, they will take three. I think it'll be Brooks, Lockett, and I'm going to say Meadows. I think they may land Meadows.
I think five Adam asked about that earlier about Darren Meadows. So you just answered that for him as well. Marcus says that he thinks that there's a strong chance that Coach DeBoer could land one of the highest recruiting classes in Bama history.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
And I forgot who asked. I think Five Avenue did earlier, but he wanted to know who is the second tight end on Kalen DeBoer's board.
It's the kid from North Carolina whose name is slipping me right now. Golly, what is his name? I cannot think of his name right now, but he's from the state of California.
Tony
Navinsky. I mean, not California, North Carolina. North Carolina.
Yeah. Five Adam, do you think we keep Antonio Coleman? I think you've already answered that earlier. You think we do?
I think so, yeah. But he's one of those guys who slipped and flopped 27 times, so yeah. You can't be too certain. But I would say from tight ends, you got Nick Townsend probably is the first option. Maybe Caleb Edwards from California's next, but also the kid from North Carolina. I don't know why his name is escaping me right now. I believe he was on campus a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week.
Caleb Edwards?
No, he's from California.
Okay, he's a California one. Okay.
There's another kid that I want to say is from North Carolina, but I don't know why I cannot think of his name right now. It'll come to me randomly at night when I'm asleep.
Wake up middle of the night. Yeah. Man, the chat's been on fire. Keep your questions coming if you got anything else. Man.
I'm trying to think if there's any other. You know, Caleb Cunningham was on campus as well, five-star receiver. Right now, I would say he's a Mississippi State lean.
Why? But,
well, he's from the state of Mississippi.
I understand, but geez.
Well, you know, they're going to throw it all over the yard with Jeff Lebby as their coach.
Yeah, that's true. And he can probably get it. He can probably step on campus.
He'd play this year if he was there.
Bama just got an RPM for Kevin Cunningham. Wow.
Ooh.
Interesting. Wonder who gave him the RPM.
Chad Simmons.
Oh, well, that's a big one then.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, that might answer another wide receiver who's, could be on.
Man, too bad this DeBoer guy can't recruit.
I know. My gosh. I thought it was going to be.
What are we going to do only landing five stars in one class?
Potentially more. That is crazy. My gracious.
When did this RPM get put in?
Jermaine, do you know when?
Oh, just now at 2:19.
Wow.
2:18. Yeah. So just a few minutes ago. Yeah. That's massive.
L. Auburn.
because the talk has been that if Caleb Cunningham didn't go to Mississippi State, Auburn thought it was them.
Right. Yeah. My brother-in-law, I told y'all before, but he's an Auburn fan, so we discuss things a lot on Sunday afternoons when we hang out and stuff. But he said it's funny now because I mean all these names and these five stars that we just keep committing, but he said he thinks within 2 years Auburn's going to be in the same level of recruiting as Alabama. I'm like, That ain't going to happen. I don't think Auburn is going to get five-star talent, you know, 6 5-stars in a recruiting class.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that they're not capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they got to be able to win some football games, Jake.
Yeah.
Going 5-7, 6-6, or 7-5, they're not going to sustain good recruiting if they do like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I finally figured out Marshall Pritchett is the other tight end.
Okay.
He's committed to North Carolina. That's where I got the North Carolina from, but he's actually from the state of Georgia. I'm not sure he has an actual offer from Alabama yet, but he is a guy that the coaching staff is looking at as well at tight end. 6'5", 220, really athletic dude, really, really long and athletic. He plays a lot out wide like Caleb Odom did as a high schooler.
Wow. Jermaine said the Auburn board is on meltdown today.
Oh, I'm sure. I would love to be on that right now.
No kidding. Tony said, what's he smoking? Asking for a friend. I guess you're talking about my brother-in-law. Yeah.
That could be asked about most Auburn fans.
Ain't that the truth? My gosh. Five Adam said, W, Stacy, and Jake, and win Alabama. That's for sure.
Five Adam, thank you so much for all the questions, man. You had my brain rolling.
Yeah.
I'm like Michael Scott. My mind was racing.
Yep. Ben said he's terrible. We need a recruiter.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not sure what Alabama's going to do.
I don't either. I'd be happy if we win just 9 games this year.
So God willing, I think Alabama will win 12. What do you guys think? They're certainly.
Yeah.
Look, they're, you know, and the truth is their schedule is manageable. Look, right. It's tough. Don't get me wrong. It's a really tough schedule. But it kind of lays out pretty solid for them. I think we've talked about this before, maybe a couple weeks ago on our scheduling episode. And if you haven't watched that, go back to our catalog. You can kind of see where we talked about all the SEC teams' schedule this upcoming year. But, you know, your first 3 games, you feel pretty confident that you can take care of those. Even going to Wisconsin, you feel comfortable, you know, being able to beat those guys. You get that bye week before you play Georgia. That's so huge. That gives DeBoer and his staff that extra week to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, I'm not sure you talk, look at your three, then really you're going to win the rest of your home games.
Right.
The toughest one's Missouri. You're probably going to beat Missouri at home. I mean, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Then you look at your away games. Okay. You got at LSU, at Tennessee, at Oklahoma. I'm not sure Oklahoma and Tennessee are quite there with Alabama. It would take, you know, a lot to go their way for them to beat Alabama. It's kind of the same thing with LSU, Jake. I'm not sure how good they're going to be defensively.
Right.
I mean, I know they got to almost have to be better than what they were last year, but I just don't trust them enough yet. So, I'm not going to predict an undefeated season because those days are most likely gone. Even Nick Saban didn't have that many undefeated seasons.
Right.
But the schedule does kind of lay out where – it's not impossible.
Yeah, you're right, Stacey.
And hey, thanks, Ben. Roll Tide, buddy.
Yeah, see you, Ben. Roll Tide. Yeah, you know, I keep telling myself, you know, there's something that Alabama's going to bring to the table this year that no SEC team has saw, and that is this attack that offensively that Kalen DeBoer does. So, you know, we're going to have certainly an advantage until everybody else catches up. But, you know, this is going to be something. This offense is about to be electric, and it's about to be fun. And, you know, we may score 40 points every single game this year. And you know, the biggest thing for me is, and this has been talked about a couple of times too, but the defense, I'm really excited about what we're having the defense as well. We got a lot of star power that's come back, a lot of leadership, and those guys, man, they're going to be hungry for – you know, just to show the, you know, this everybody really what they can do under Kalen DeBoer in his first year. So, you know, I'm really excited about this team this year.
Man, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely.
Anybody got any more questions before we kind of wrap the show up today? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's – if we get past Georgia, you know, the question marks moving forward for the other teams, like you mentioned, stays. The LSU's defense has to be better than it was last year, but I don't think it's going to be that drastically better. Well, they do get us at home.
But you got to think they're probably going to take a little bit of a step back offensively, losing Jaden Daniels, losing Malik Nabers, losing Brian Thomas. They're probably going to take a little bit of a step back there.
Right, exactly. They do get us in you know the swamp, you know, in the bayou, so that's an advantage for them. But I don't think they've beat us there since when. It's been
They beat us year before last.
Year before last, but I mean that was a fluke, I think, honestly.
that was a strange year all around for Alabama when you think about the way they lost at Tennessee, the way they lost at LSU, both in the last play of the game. So just kind of one of those weird scenarios.
Yeah. Marcus wants to know who's the biggest, bigger recruit to land, Haywood or Lee?
I think anytime you can land a five-star offensive tackle, that's who if I could pick one, that's who I would pick. Luckily, I think Alabama's going to have both.
Right. Yeah. You build from your trenches out, and Alabama and this coaching staff is building the trenches for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Five Adam wants another third corner to join Lee and Chuck.
That's a good question. I think it's kind of hard to tell right now. You know, they've offered several guys, but this may be something that kind of plays out all the way out through signing day. So I'm not real sure on that one.
Eric D thinks, you know, if we'll go undefeated in the regular season, the playoffs a different scenario. We will, if we go undefeated, we'll be one of the top four teams, might be the number one team, and we'll have that home playoff game, which I cannot wait to see. We talked about that in a past episode as well, Stacey.
Yeah, if you're a first top four seed, you get a first round bye, but you know, if you get that fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth seed, you get to host that first round of the playoffs, and that would be elite.
Yep. Oh, we got our first bot in here.
Yeah, let's delete that.
Right.
Lock the user.
There we go.
Delete comment. Yeah. It's deleting. There we go.
Yeah. Anybody else got anything? We've had about 90, 95 people in here today. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming out on Sunday afternoon. Just to listen to us jabber.
Yep. But I'm an old man. I'm going to have to take me a Sunday afternoon nap before I have to go to church later this evening. Do you think UGA benefited soft SEC?
Benefited from a soft SEC East.
You know, that's certainly possible. I don't want to take too much away from them. I hate doing that because they did win two out of the last three national titles. But I do think that the fact that there was no competitive team in the SEC East besides them for so long, then they probably did. But, you know, I mean, that's not their – they can't help they were in the East. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's not their fault.
That's true. Trina, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Trina. Thank you for joining us. All right, guys. Hey, we're going to head out here in just a minute, but please do like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We are part of the Believe Network. There's tons of Believe Network channels out there. You know, if you happen to be a Georgia fan, there's a Believe in the Dogs, Auburn fans, Believe in Auburn. There's all sorts of Believe Network channels out there dedicated to all your teams and all that kind of stuff. So make sure you check out the Believe Network. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you find podcasts, you can find us there. And we are brought to you by betonline.ag. So make sure you head on over there today for all your sports betting needs. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for watching. We appreciate so much the support. We appreciate all the interaction in the live chat, all the questions regarding recruiting and all that. So thank you guys so much. We're going to see you guys real soon. But until then, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.